Our story begins at the Manhattan Monthly Holiday Party. Raven is talking with Blake by the dance floor while Perry and Marilyn dance.
Blake, I'm kind of surprised to see you here with Marilyn tonight after our conversation yesterday.
I didn't know how to tell her. She bought a new dress and was looking so forward to coming to the party. I felt guilty.
Have you talked to Matt?
Yes. Things went so well. I think we both realized that we're meant to be together.
When do you plan on telling Marilyn the truth?
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripts and Scruples.
Tomorrow. I'm going to drop her off tonight, and we agreed that we would talk tomorrow. I think there's something on her mind as well that she hasn't said.
Do you think she senses that you're pulling away?
Honestly, I don't think she does. She told me she loves me earlier, Raven. She thought I was saying it to her.
Oh, Blake, you have to tell Marilyn the truth tomorrow. You can't put it off any longer.
Raven, I think we should go.
What? We haven't been here that long.
Please, can we just leave?
Okay. Blake, take care of yourself.
Thanks.
Where's Perry?
He's dancing with Marilyn.
Thanks. Marilyn, can I cut in?
Sure.
Rex, are you sure you want to dance like this? In front of everyone?
Yes. I love you, Perry. And I don't care who knows about it. Looking back on childhood days, I can't believe my foolish ways. Thought that Christmas only came from my store. I didn't know what was there for me underneath the Christmas tree. I didn't know that there could be so much more.
Outside the holiday party ballroom, Raven and Mac are leaving when they run into Alexandra and Andrew.
Raven, are you leaving so soon?
As a matter of fact, we are.
Don't start, Alexandra. This night's been bad enough already.
Hello there.
Andy, you remember Raven and Mac, don't you?
What's wrong, Alexandra? Couldn't get a real date?
Well, I thought about asking Mac, but he's always crawled out of my bed and back into yours.
You bitch!
Now, ladies.
Stay out of this, Andrew. You're nothing but a womanizing gigolo.
Raven, let's go.
My pleasure.
Geesh, what the hell did I do?
I tried to tell you, Andy. Connie's sisters hate us. There's no way that she would be seeing you if she knew you were Andrew Jones.
Connie loves me, Alex, and I know the type of woman she is. Once we make love, she'll never be able to leave me.
Do you honestly believe that?
Yes, I do. Oh, and I didn't tell you before, but I've had a few more memories.
Memories of what?
Oh, just random stuff. Like the day I moved into Larissa's penthouse, parts of our first wedding day, the hot times we had in the hot tub, you know, things like that.
Andy, that's great. I knew it was just a matter of time before your memories came back.
And I remember very, very well that I have my way with the ladies. Connie and I are in love, and I don't care what those sisters have to say about it. We are going to be together.
In the doorway of her apartment, Dr. Blanchard is talking with Carl and Charlie.
Who said anything about pinning his death on you?
It doesn't matter who you talk to, Mr. Bradford. You'll never be able to prove anything. So your theories will remain unproven.
Wow. Doc, for someone who's got nothing to hide, you're sure acting guilty here. Want to fill me in?
For the last time, get out of here!
A nurse who was in the OR with you the night Turner Dean died said that you nearly passed out during the surgery. But you insisted you were fine and continued anyway.
There was no investigation, Mr. Bradford. I didn't do anything wrong.
You know, I wasn't sure before, but it's all coming together for me now. You did do something in that surgery that caused Turner to die, didn't you?
Why are you bringing this up now? This is the worst possible time with these damn lawsuits hanging over my head.
So that night in the operating room wasn't the only time you made a mistake. It's happened two other times.
No, nothing happened this time. I will be exonerated of any wrongdoing.
This time?
This time? All right, you know what? I've been trying to keep my cool here, but I just can't anymore. What the hell did you do to my father? I'm not leaving here until I know every little damn detail there is to know about that night.
I can't. I can't keep going like this.
Tell us the truth, Dr. Blanchard. I am not going to give up until I know everything.
I didn't mean for it to happen, I swear.
You didn't mean for what to happen?
I was on call that day, but the hospital was fully staffed, so I didn't think I would be called in.
But you were.
I wasn't feeling well. I hadn't taken the Ativan in 2 days, and I was feeling totally out of it. When the hospital called me, I started to tell them I couldn't, but I knew that there were some questions among the staff about my behavior already, so I had to go.
Oh, my God. So you're saying you operated on my father under the influence of some drug you were taking?
I took a Dexedrine to help give me energy. I was coming off the Ativan, and it wiped me out with fatigue.
Didn't they teach you in medical school that doing drugs and performing an operation at the same time don't mix? Do you happen to know that, Doc?
Of course I do. But I wasn't thinking clearly at the time.
Of course you weren't. You're high as a kite. What the hell did you do to my father in that operating room?
The knife had penetrated the left ventricle of his heart. I went into surgery to try to repair the valve and stop the bleeding.
Wait, what are you saying? Are you saying that the damage was irreparable before you even went into surgery?
No. In fact, I thought I had repaired the damage. But then...
Then what?
What happened next, Doctor?
My right hand, it started tingling. I felt it become a bit shaky. I knew I had to wrap up the surgery as soon as possible.
Wait. This is all way too much. You're saying you wrapped him up before you completely repaired the valve?
I couldn't let anyone know that something was wrong with me. I thought I had done enough repair to keep him alive for long enough to get back in and repair the damage.
The damage? Okay. Do you realize what you've done here?
I never meant for it to happen. I didn't mean to hurt your father.
Hurt my father? Now that's the understatement of the year. You killed my father. And Larissa Davies is rotting in jail for it. But she only inflicted the wound. You little drug addict bitch. You're the one who butchered him. Right there, on that operating table, you murdered him.
I'm sorry. I tried to get off the medication, but it was so hard. I'm still trying. It's a struggle every day. Oh, I'm so... so sorry.
Join us again on Monday for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.